Now, it won't have escaped your notice that there's been some quite wild weather across the British Isles recently. And you think, well, I'll just keep myself all cosy, I'll keep myself inside, nice and warm. But then, if you're training for events, you can't wait for the weather, can you, Dave Healy?
No.
Have you been out in it?
Yes. Yeah, we did. Very reluctantly, Simon, very reluctantly. But it ain't like we ain't training for nothing in particular. We're training to do the Comrades Marathon. We've got a couple of marathons in between now and June because we've got to get a specific time. But unfortunately, it ain't like a half or a 10-miler, mate. You know, you can do some 7s, 8-milers and keep the feet and the legs pounding. The weekend Sunday, the winds was a-gushing, the rain was a-blowing. And we had to get out of it, mate. I think we managed just short of 19 miles, and we was going to push that extra mile, but it was cold, it was wet, it was windy. And psychologically, someone was saying to us, you know what, if we turned right and did a mile up there, it's a mile extra. If we turn left and run that way, we get to the coffee cup quicker. So the coffee cup won. But we still done 19 miles.
That's not to be sniffed at.
Oh, no, I mean, it's got to be done, Simon. And, you know, it has to be done. But you know what? Unfortunately, I was saying to Tone on Sunday when we done it, it's crazy. I mean, when I was training for the you know, 7 marathons around the world, we were out, we were doing 15 double-ups, half marathons, 20 miles, 25 miles, but it's amazing. 10 years on, well, a bit more, well, yeah, just over 10 years on now. You do feel the difference, and I'm, you know, starting with everything that I've done, the legs are starting to feel the toll of it. You know, so it's getting harder to train. It is definitely getting harder to train.
You were only in your 60s when you did the challenge, weren't you?
Well, yeah, in fact, I was when I kicked the 7s, I was 50. yeah, I know, exactly. But, you know, we keep on plodding, and I keep saying, you know, to everybody as much as, you know, no more marathons after this year, in fairness. But I'm still going to enjoy the running and the training, because I do enjoy being fit, and I do want to stay fit. But I've just come to the conclusion now, my head is starting to say, why do you want to run 20 miles on a Sunday to run 26 in whenever? And I'm starting to question myself now.
Well, I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, I know. And me.
To be honest, you've been saying this for long enough.
I know, but I think now it's, you know, sensibility comes in. I'm enjoying the biking still, and yet today we've, you know, we've sort of turned our nose up at it because it was ridiculous out there. The winds, the rain, and Steve, and he's one of these, oh, come on, just get a signal, let's go. And we both of us sensibly said, nope, not today. You know, we don't have to at the minute. It ain't like, you know, we're training for 1,000 miles like we're organising next year. That's a different kettle of fish. But just, you know, no. So I think the mind is slowly saying, start slowing down, old pal. Stay with half marathons and you'll be all right.
That's the thing, though, isn't it? You know, some of you at home may be planning to do one of these events later in the year and you're panicking because the weather's bad, but you do have to be sensible because, especially in these gusty winds, I think, when I used to do a lot of cycling as well, I find the gusty winds are the most dangerous.
They are. I mean, we had an occasion, and I mean, oh, blimey, we must have been going. We were training when we did the desert, when we did the MDS, and we were training, and we come down West Brom High Street. We come off the valley where we still train, and when you go over there, there's some high points, and when the wind catches you, different direction, you know what I mean? It will take you. But I remember, as I say, about 3-4 years ago, we were running through West Bromwich High Street on the way to where I used to live. And would you believe, we didn't cross the road. We crossed in between two buildings, and there was like an alleyway down this one building. And my goodness me, it was windy and blustery that day. It caught three of us, and it blew us sideways straight into a fence. That fence hadn't been there. I don't know where we'd have ended up. But that was just a gust. And, you know, Mother Nature is not to be scoffed at, and when it's sort of blowing a gale like it is at the moment, it can become dangerous. So you got to be a bit more sensible. We were down the valley the weekend, as I said, and on the one particular path that we go, Town says, hang on a minute, we've got to do a bit of climbing. I said, why? Two trees now. And he said, these were whoppers. And they were. They were whoppers. And you think, how does the wind bring these down? And as you were saying, there must have been 40, 50-foot trees, you know, and they weren't in leaf or anything, obviously, because it's spring coming up. But, oof, when one of them come down, I tell you what, they'd hurt your toes if that landed on you.
Or your head. I mean, the other thing I used to notice in these winds, it seems to find out the slightly dodgy branches and short branches that they can throw for miles and can hit you from anywhere.
I know. And you're going down some of these paths over there, and you tread on a branch that you don't realise it springs up and
say no more.
Yeah, you think, whoa, up, but it is all about sensibility, mate. Now, gone are the days of the rash sort of got to do it, got to get out there. Now it's more like, you know what, I'll go out when it's safe.
I'm glad to hear that. I actually heard you had the builders in this week.
Yeah, we've had the builders in last 2 weeks, actually.
We're
having the garage converted into a room. Well, the garage was never, ever going to be used, I can assure you of that, with X amount in it, training gear, my cross trainer, kids this, lawnmower that, so many bikes in there, deck chair, you name it, it was in that garage. We've had a good old, we like Magpies, you know, our store wood, and Deb stores boxes in case we need them, and we've had a good old clear out, which is great. And we had the builders in, so rather than the garage now, you know, not being used and just being basically a junkyard, we've turned it into a room. It's a good size room now. It's going to be, what is it, about 21 foot by 11. I'll keep saying it's going to be my little gym, and there's going to be bikes in. And the kids are saying it's going to be a party-cum-disco room.
I'm saying it's going to be my granny flat.
Yeah, you're saying it's your granny flat, yeah. And the main town, we keep saying, now, this is a room for athletes. Not athletes, athletes. I've got the plug socket. Donkey's been in and he's put me a plug socket specifically for the kettle. So, you know, we've got to get our priorities right, Si.
Yeah, and the talking books.
Yeah. And then my radio. So, you know, I get the footy. Talking of new radios, mate, I've had the new radio this week as well. And then me and Deb doing our you know, what is it, fantastic. We're dancing away to Foxtrot Waltz, and the room is, the floor's great. And Deb said, hey, we could get some dance steps in here. So I don't know what this room's going to end up as, mate. I really do not know what the room's going to end up as.
Mind you, if I think Deborah's got an ulterior motive, because if you're going to dance in there, you've got to keep it quite clear.
Well, So I'm going to fill it up. But now I'm enjoying my dancing, so I never thought I'd say that to anybody. This week, we did a bit more on the old Foxtrot, and I've learnt a few more little bits and bobs. And then they threw us into the quick step. Oh, my, what a nightmare. Dummy out of the pram, I tell you, big style. Couldn't get it, couldn't understand it. I'm trying to show me, pulling me left, pulling me right, kicking me feet. Fell over a table, but in the end, the lady who's teaching us, she said, right, come with me, just 5 minutes, and bum, 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 and before I went, I'm dancing around the room, the quick step, and the steps are in my head, and hey, what can I say? I will say I'm Fred Astaire, I'm still just Fred Ass at the minute. The stairs got to come in about 6 months' time, but truly enjoying it, mate, and it's so much, you know, as never was in my remit, and Deb's enjoying it. It's giving her a good laugh with some of the dances, but hey-ho, we throwed ourselves in, and it's amazing sometimes when you think, nah, that's not for me. And I've thrown myself into it, mate, and I'm truly enjoying it.
And if you're at a loose end at home, you know, and you're thinking, I quite fancy nominating somebody for Strictly Come Dancing.
No.
Then here's your man.
No.
Do you tell me you wouldn't do it, babe?
No. Well, I'll tell you what, I'd put 100 quid down, said if they put me on Strictly, I'd be out the first programme. But I'll tell you what, I wouldn't need ice skates on my feet to make you all laugh. I mean, Deb on some of them. you know, but it's coming there, because, I mean, I had no rhythm, and as I said to Deb, I've done daddy dancing for 50 years, so I'm trying to get rid of the daddy dancing. I'm throwing a few steps in, which she's pleased with. I've got to get the rhythm right, which I ain't following the music right yet, but I said, give me a chance, it'll come to fruition, but when, I do not know, but... I tell you what, if nothing else, it'd be like Carry On Dancing if you got me on there. Oh, my life.
Well, we'll be hoping for some pictures, and you can keep up with Dave very easily using the social media.
Yeah. The website is blinddavehealy.co.uk. The Facebook is Blind Dave Healy, and Twitter is @BlindDaveHealy. But you won't find too many photographs on with my dance moves, I can assure you that at the moment, but...
I'm going to work on that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Listen, Fred and Ginge travel out on a Monday night.
Sounds like an exotic biscuit.
Oh my Lord! Well, if nothing else, it's giving Dev a few smiles, and I'm sure secretly around that room there's a few others blooming laughing, thinking, "What the is he doing?"
I know, that's why I want to get the pictures, because I bet you it's not a secret at all. Well, Dave, always a pleasure to chat with you. Glad you're keeping yourself out of mischief, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Indeed, sir. Take care, and it's one.